Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Jets Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Jets Radio. I'm using a new microphone, so I have no idea how this sounds. At Talk Jets Radio, Instagram, and Twitter. Let's Talk Jets Radio on YouTube. If you bought a shirt, thank you so much. If you didn't buy a shirt and you still want to buy one, we have them available. But thank you. Everything's been shipped out, so we got them all out. Let me introduce Mr. Tyrone. What's up, man?
What's going on, big dog? What's going on, man? Everything is everything, baby. I'd like to thank everybody who supported on the shirts, man. I really appreciate it, man. We really appreciate it. And thank you guys for really going to a good cause. So thanks so much for the support.
Yeah, definitely. So $2 from every shirt goes to Scars Foundation. I'll be providing a receipt to that on Wednesday. So we're fully transparent with everything we do. So we definitely appreciate the support. Like I said, we're out of double XL and we're out of XL. But we have other shirts still remaining. Probably have like 15 shirts left, so the support's been way, way overwhelming. Tyrone, before we go into the Jets, can we talk Knicks for a second?
Do we have to, bro? Like, do you really want to go there, bro? Because it's been – the last two games have been extremely difficult, bro, to be honest with you. But you know what? I'm going to say this, man. Like, it's great when the Knicks win. It's great watching the Knicks, you know, turn this thing around. I'm going to be honest. I didn't think Thibodeau was a good – hire at first, and he changed my opinion on that because he's done a wonderful job with this team. We don't have a superstar, bro. We don't have a real scorer.
No,
I mean, you know
on,
what I'm saying?
No, hold on. This is the problem. Is we had high expectations going into the series. Randall has been dreadful. Barrett has been terrible. Thibodeau has been stubborn. And now it's like slowly but surely all the feel-good moments we had throughout the season, the excitement of the playoffs, they should have been swept. They shouldn't even won the second game.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's like, again,
it's the truth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, basketball is about matchups, right? That's what really basketball is matchups. You know what I'm saying? So a better team could win, but have better matchups. You know what I'm saying? And still lose. The other team have better matchups than them lose. Like, the Knicks should actually win this series, man. You know what I'm saying? They should actually really been in this series. But like I said, man, these guys really haven't really scored. You know what I'm saying? We're a defensive team, and you know what I'm saying? They let my man
Randall's
shoot whenever
been
he
terrible,
wants to.
Dude.
He's been horrible, bro. And, you know, and the thing about it, Barrett too, man, he just keeps shooting, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like these guys just keep shooting. And don't get me wrong, I'm a shooter. So I've always had the philosophy that a shooter's going to shoot. But they've been really in a bad funk, man. So, you know, you got to switch it up a little bit, man, because Randall's not able to really drive. He needs to, you know what I'm saying, go in a little bit, watch the ball go in the bucket. Like, he's taking really difficult shots, and, you know, and sometimes it's a bad shot, you know what I'm saying? But it's just really hard, bro. Like, you know, and that's the biggest issue that, you know, we need to fix this offseason, because like I said, we have a ton of money. But then you got to make a decision. Are you going to give Randall a max contract? You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that's scary. And then, you know, watching our role players, like Derrick Rose has been absolutely amazing this whole series. This whole trade, where he's been absolutely amazing. But it's just hard to watch, man, because I feel like we're a better team. And Atlanta really doesn't do it for me. It's just like they are a better team. They're playing way better than we are. And it shows every game. And I think, you know, I'm hoping that we can get one more, but I don't know, bro. It's ugly, bro. It's ugly. It's like it's hard to watch.
Yeah, dude, it is. It's very hard to watch. It's like, and it's just, it's frustrating because you're looking at it. It's like, now it's like, this is like my favorite expression I get. It's like, now I'm starting to have more questions than answers, because now it's like, all right, Derrick Rose is the best player on your team right now, which shouldn't be. He's probably
Why is
one of
he
the oldest
starting?
Ones. Because we had no fucking point guard, but then they signed that point guard from overseas, which is fine. But it's like, now it's like you're wondering, what the fuck is Randall? Like, this is the biggest stage, dude. This is like, you made the playoffs. We propped you up, most improved player of the year. People are talking about him, you know, wanting to be all NBA, all this shit. We put him on this pedestal. You're our guy. You're our hero. You're all this. And he's done shit. And now it's like, and his demeanor, it's just not good.
But
so now it's like, all right.
I'm sorry.
Good.
No. I go 54. I'll say something after that. I want to take something after that.
No, so then it's like, all right, so what is Randle? You know what he was in a regular season. Now this is his monumental stage, and he's choking. Barrett's still young, so I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Quickly, all right, you know, Burks, like all the role players, Taj Gibson, all these guys, that's fine. But this is the one guy we hung our hat on, and he's not doing a job. And it's frustrating. And then Thibodeau, he's so fucking stubborn, dude. Some of the things he's so stubborn with, he doesn't change. And it's like, that was the rap on him before he came here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what's going on with Randle, man. They're throwing a double team at him. They're throwing a double team at him every game. He can't handle it. He's not adjusting because he's not getting the ball where he wants the ball at. They're forcing him to move the ball out. He's catching the ball in a bad spot and they're throwing two at him. So what he needs to do is he needs to move to his spot so he can already be ready to go. But he likes to slow it down when he gets the ball. That if he speeds up his game, it'll beat the double team. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just things you got to do to adjust. Like, I don't care if he scores 25, but give me 15 and 15 at crucial times when a team is not scoring. That's when, as a superstar, you got to step up. But he's never been a superstar like that. But don't get me wrong, I love what he's done for us, bro. Yo, bro, the Knicks in the playoffs, nobody saw that coming, bro. So I'm happy about that. But
I'm happy that we're here. And if they lose tomorrow night, it's like wow. I thought this would be a 6-game series. I thought they'd go 6-7 games. I thought it'd be ultra competitive. I never thought they'd get their doors blown off like this. And it's like he's forcing up shots. And at some point, the one thing, and this is why I'm kind of transitioning to the Jets a little bit, is the one thing with good coaches is sometimes you got to identify when shit ain't working, you make a change. If your hot hand is not hot, guess what you do? You got to go to somewhere else. You can't keep force feeding Randle if it's just not working. Like, this isn't a small sample. It's the whole fucking series. So if it's a first, if he starts the game 2-10, then figure something else. Like, try to change what you're doing a little bit. And it's just, this is so frustrating, man.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you something that's so funny, man. Prime Time's a coach, you're a coach, and I'm a coach, right? My first 3 years of coaching, right, and I've probably been coaching about 8 years of basketball, right? My first 3 years of coaching, I know you remember coming on the show after games. My first 3 years of coaching, I overcoached. Like, it was me. It wasn't the team. It was me. I was overcoaching. And I had to learn how to relax, you know what I'm saying? And same way with you, you know what I'm saying? You're a coach. And sometimes, and I'm going to be honest with you, my first season, I didn't have an assistant coach. Well, he ended up getting sick and he couldn't end up coaching. Bro, I'm going to tell you something. I learned more in that season than I've ever learned in coaching because I had to do everything. Like, I don't have nobody to tell me how many fouls he got or, you know what I'm saying, this just situation, taking the head. You know, I got to do everything. I got to rotate, to call defense, and I was overcoaching the whole time. So it took me a while to get my little rhythm of saying, okay, I'm going to let these guys go down the court 3 or 4 times. We don't make a basket. All right, I'm going to call the set. Let's do this. If we get the ball, if it's there, push it. If it's not, pull it out, set it up. Let's run something, you know what I'm saying? And I had to learn that, you know what I'm saying? So, Thibodeau's an NBA coach, so his level of coaching is way more extreme. So you get bad habits as coaching, you know what I'm saying? I think the problem is he's wanting Randle to come out this funk because, actually, we need Randle to win this series. And I just don't know. I think the double team's really – to me, the double team's really, really bothering him, man. You can tell – and then his body language, man, he's frustrated. So he's showing it, you know what I'm saying? You know, Tyson, you're an athlete. You understand that. You know, when that body language, your shoulders start to slump, you in a fight and your shoulders start to slump or somebody hits you and you grimace on your face, you know, Tyson, you hit somebody like that, you already know, oh, I got your ass. I'm going to break them fucking ribs. You know what I'm saying? That's how you feel.
Yep.
So as a ball player, if I miss 4 or 5 shots, me, when I played, I was a shooter. So fuck it. I'm going to shoot. My coach always told me, shoot till you make one, son. No problem, coach. I'm going to let my revolver go. And I've coached every kid like that. So when you miss a shot with him, his body language is showing, and his team can't get pumped into it because he's our leader, and he's frustrated. So if he would just, I'm hoping that next game they come out with a little bit more passion. I just think once they got down, bro, it's hard. And oh boy, young man, I'm going to be real with you, man. The kid is fucking crazy, bro. Like, he's Steph Curry. just with speed, you know what I'm saying? This kid is crazy. So I think what they need to do is throw. Listen to me. I'm gonna take him out there. You're not gonna stop him. I'm gonna run two of them all game. I'm gonna make someone else beat me. I'm not gonna allow him to beat me. know what I'm saying? Because they don't have enough. To me, they don't have enough firepower with two pieces. That's why I thought we had a chance. And I thought defensively we'd be able to stay in front of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the, you know, a couple of plays I watched where, like, the one buzzer beater thing, man. Bro, he just rolled through the basket. Like, why, you know, it's what it is, bro. So, it's frustrating. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like on defense. No, but like I get the whole thing about on defense, but to me it's just the way the offense is going, how this team is just falling apart, and there's so many things. It's just like, man, like tomorrow night's going to be so interesting to see how they respond to this. They win the game, you can probably think a little bit different. If they lose tomorrow night, then it's like, man, like, you better hope Randle puts up 40. Because now it's going to be like, dude, you want to get my max contract? What does this mean? Like, who stays, who goes? It's just ugly, dude. I never thought we'd want to be there. And then you look at – see, then you kind of translate this to the Jets. So now the Jets, what you want to see is that same kind of level of effort out of them that the Knicks give in the regular season, where you see that competitive, like, well-coached, competitive, all-for-one, they're united group. You know, they played as a team. They played as a unit. That's what you want to see. You want to see leaders emerge. You want to see all these things, and then you can keep building on it. So now the Knicks could have some things to build on. The whole Randle decision is going to be very interesting. But, you know, it's just fascinating, dude. Like, the more you read about the Jets – like, I watched Michael Flores' press conference. You watch all these things, they come off very intelligent. They come out very well researched. They came out with there's a blueprint and a plan for everything. They asked LaFleur about the running backs. He had an answer for that. The receivers. He talked about Zach Wilson and the things about Zach Wilson that you hear. And I understand it's early, and all we have is some bullshit OTAs. But the kid is a film junkie. He's working, you know, night and day to bond with his teammates. He's trying to do all these different things. He's earning respect from everybody. Dude, that's exactly what you want. And he's got a little swag to him, too, which I like. Like, Sam Darnold was a nice kid. He's a humble kid, very kind of behind-the-scenes guy. Zach Wilson's out and about, dude. He's doing his thing. He's bonded, but he's not scared to put himself out there a little bit. And I think that's going to help him get everybody on the same page faster.
Well, I think that one thing we got to remember is the Knicks should really show us how our season might go with the Jets. The Knicks are a young team. You know, so we have some older players, but they really are the nucleus. The Knicks is a young team. Our nucleus is a young team. And I think that, you know, the one thing I like about them, and I like what Coach LaFleur said, he said what I love about him is this kid can throw the ball from every angle. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I think that, you know, you got the weapons for him. You know what I'm saying? You got to show the offensive line, which I really like the fact that they brought Mosley in. I know Mosley, the tackle.
Morgan Moses?
Washington. Yeah, Moses. Yes, I love the fact that they brought him in. You know what I'm saying? I know they didn't sign him, but, I mean, we're hoping that maybe that works out. You know, just because you're adding more protection in. You know what I'm saying? I want the line to be stout, bro. I really do. We have the receivers. I think we have decent running backs. So it's up to him. And I think this kid's up to the challenge, man. But we have to understand we're a young team. So it's going to be some young moments. It's going to be some young mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, you know, the best way to help a young quarterback is a good running game, you know, and protection. You know, and that's why, like, everybody wanted to get rid of the center. And I'm sitting there like, look, man, listen, you don't want a rookie center with a rookie quarterback in the NFL because these teams that we play are dogs, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't mind having a veteran there. And I like the fact that we're showing up the inside because if you look at it last year, it wasn't our tackle play that was that bad. It was our inside. Our inside was the worst that it's been in a while. So, you know, I think that, you know what I'm saying, AVT coming in, or ATV as I call them, you know what I'm saying, coming in, I think that secures the left side of the line. Now, I think that we can find somebody to put, you know, on the right side that can be more than serviceable. Lewis took a contract reduction, which I really like because I think if not, they were going to cut him. So I like the fact that he did that because regardless if we bring anyone else in or we start anyone else, we got really good depth at the offensive line, something we haven't had in a while. And so, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm gonna say that, bro. Like, just like with the Knicks, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? With this young team, I'm excited. And I know it. We have to understand that it's gonna be some highs and lows. But I really think these kids. You know, I really think that he's gonna be good. I really do. I don't like that Davis got hurt. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a minor injury. But, you know, I just don't, you know, this, you know, let's not have that. That's why everyone was like, we need to cut Crowder.
Well,
for what? You have no clue what's going to happen.
There's a couple things there. And, well, I mean, one thing we can talk about, too, real quick, is that, you know, the Jets today signed, you know, 49ers defensive end Ronald Blair, who is apparently a Robert Saleh guy. Saleh loves this guy. He's been hurt, so he missed last season, too. I think it was a knee injury. But, you know, a defensive end, versatile guy, got some pass rush skills. But the Jets' defensive line is just stacked, and which is good because we've been desperate for a pass rush. So literally it's a priority, and they're addressing it. And the interesting thing to come out of the OTAs is that we've all been begging to sign a veteran corner. And they finally answer the reason why they're not doing it. And I actually respect the answer. And I've been critical of them for some things, but they're saying, listen, right now we're going to give all our young guys as many reps as possible to see what the fuck we have. Because you know what? We don't know what they are. We know what we saw under Greg Williams. A lot of them were injured. A lot of them didn't have a preseason. So let's get them on the field, let them run around, put them in our defense, and see what they can and can't do. And from there, before we go to minicamp, we can say, okay, listen, these guys can't do this. These guys can do this. This is what we need. And then you make your moves. Like, I think they're doing the same thing with quarterbacks, to be honest with you, too. They're looking at James Morgan. They're looking at Mike White. Like, let's see what these guys can do. Yes. There's still plenty of – well, there's not a lot of veterans out there, but there's veterans out there. If we want to make a move, we can. And there's still – because right now all this shit's voluntary. When you have mandatory minicamp, ideally you'd want to have some of the guys that you on your roster there, and then you go to training camp. But their mantra right now is get all these guys in the field, test them out, draft picks, everybody else, and then figure it out. Like, listen, I can't hate the idea because you know what? We don't know how poorly coached some of these guys were last year. And then on offense, with the offensive line, a lot of competition too. And the fact that they brought in Moses for an interview and just – dude, that's a good sign, man. I mean, no stone unturned. They realize they have some deficiencies, and then it just comes down to negotiations. How much do you want? Okay, that's not what we want to pay you, and we move on. But they're making a lot of smart moves, man. They're really – they can explain it. Where in years past the Jets couldn't explain shit, they can explain what the hell they're doing.
What's so crazy and so beautiful to me is this is how competent organizations run. This is what competent coaches and GMs do, man. This is how successful organizations do. And that's what something that we got to get accustomed to. Man, I love the fact that they're giving the young guys reps because they didn't get reps last year. You don't know what you have. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you have in a guy like Clark or you know what I'm saying? You know what you got in a couple of cornerbacks. But we just drafted three. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. If you need to improve, then you improve later. Listen, we're number two. We're still with the cap money left that we have right now. So, you know, today is June 1st. What happens on June 1st? There's going to be a lot of cuts coming up. There's a lot of good players that's going to be available, man. So, you know, I mean, I love this, man. I love where we're at. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I wanted the line shored up. I wouldn't mind bringing in a veteran cornerback eventually. You know what I'm saying? I want to get Marcus May signed up, and I want to, you know, and whoever falls loose. I mean, you know, someone that said, like, you mean we could go up to Julio. Bro, that's the one thing I can say that we don't need. And Tyson, you said it last week. That's the one thing. It's the first time that we can say all-pro great player. Nah, we good. We good in that department. You know what I'm saying? Bro, we could never say that. It's like D-line. Like, bro, we good on D-line. I'm okay with our D-line. And I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy. It's gonna be scary to see who doesn't make the D line. I mean, because it could be draft picks. The kid that we drafted last year, bro, it's a chance he might not make it.
Yep.
I mean, he could be a practice squad player. You know, I mean, that's where it could actually be at because the fact that it's gonna be a really good competition there, man. And O line as well, man. You know that right tackle, that right guard spot. Man, I can't wait to see who gets that spot. And my man with the mullet, I know he sucked when he was in San Diego, but the kid is absolutely hilarious, bro. Like, he's funny as shit, bro. He makes me laugh, bro. I can just see him pumping guys up on the sidelines, man. So, you know, it's cool, man. I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is, like, the one thing, it's just, like, I'm trying my best to, like, I'm not really reading much from the media. I'm just going, the Jets are doing a really good job of sharing information, like, all the press conferences are available on YouTube. They're all over the place. You can actually hear what's going on your own and listening to the answers and kind of forming your own opinions. And it's like, dude, when they break down their evaluation of Zach Wilson, they break down the evaluation of the draft picks, they kind of explain their offense, like LaFleur explaining his offense, you know, Saleh and his staff explain the defense. You could see what's going on, and you could see what they're trying to mold. And it's like the one thing, the thing that got me the most with LaFleur was like, He wants to cater his offense to his players. Like, yes, you have your offense. He comes in with his masterpiece of an offense. He says, okay, this is my offense. Then he looks at his roster and says, you know what? These pieces don't fit what I want to do. I'm going to adjust my offense. As opposed to the jackass last year where it was like, listen, here's my fucking offense. We're going to run it. It could be predictable. It could be this. It could be that. You know, that's what they did. dude, it's like we said it for years, Tyrone. Take advantage of mismatches. If you're playing against the worst rushing defense in football, guess what you should fucking do?
Run the goddamn football.
Like, or if you have guys like a Corey Davis, or you have guys like whoever, Jamison Crowder, whoever it is, that can't be covered, or a matchup nightmare, you keep doing it until they stop it. And there's no reason why not you shouldn't do that. Other teams do it. The Chiefs do it. They'll keep calling the same goddamn play until you know what? You stop it. So that's what I like to hear, and it's encouraging. You mentioned the Corey Davis injury. The other interesting one that nobody's really talking about because there's really no information on it is Mekhi Becton. Now, he's not practicing, and nobody really knows why. If he's just kind of, it's not mandatory. Is he sitting out? Is he banged up? I haven't seen anything recently about him. But that is the one player that, you know, you want to keep an eye on because, you know, last year was the weight. You want to figure out what weight is he comfortable at where he could stay healthy and keep, you know, all his athletic ability and keep all his power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying, I'm hoping that it's nothing serious. And I'm hoping that it just be, you know, it's more precaution than anything. But, you know, they're not going to give that one away. You know, and I really hope, you know, I know they said the big thing about finding a good way for him to play at, you know, because I know he's dropped some weight. I know that's something that he worked on big, eating better, putting better things in his body. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I'm a big dude myself. And, you know, that daily struggle of getting my weight down is not easy. And big up to my man Robbie Jersey for doing what he's been doing, bro. Proud of you, big dog. I mean, but it's very difficult to keep, you know what I'm saying, to do that. You know what I'm saying, Tyson? You're in shape. Tyson, actually, you slimmed down a little bit, man. You out there looking beast, bro. You know what I mean? My boy out there getting it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just the maintaining of it. Bro, you be on it, bro. But it's just the maintaining of it, bro. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, they find a good way for him, man. You know, without him losing, you know, his power and his aggressiveness and his the strength of who he is. You know what I'm saying? So I think they were saying they wanted him around 350 or something like that.
Yeah, but that's the one thing where the Jets have completely overhauled their strength and conditioning program, their training staff. They brought in sports science people. So you're hoping that – and that's a complete change from last year too, where it's like, listen, you have a state-of-the-art facility, and you're bringing in, like, the best technology and the highest level of expertise to get your team in extreme shape. Like, and this is what you hope for. So hopefully they have a good feel of what they should do at Becton. And even, you know, even the guys like Quinnen Williams, the players like that, even though Quinnen's hurt, like, you know, like – get these guys in the best shape where they can be at their peak performance, where they're not too small, they're not too big, they can just be, you know. And the other guy that's been getting a lot of, you know, attention too is C.J. Mosley, who is coming in saying, listen, you know what, I have nothing to prove, but, he's kind of like, I'm motivated. I got a chip on my shoulder. And to me, I'm like,
you got
a lot to prove because you haven't done shit since you've been a Jet. So, like, you got to come here and earn that Pro Bowl status here at the Jets. Like, you got to come out here and be a game-breaking player for the money you're getting paid.
I mean, listen, the man hasn't played a full game in two seasons, but the man got his money up front. Nah, man, you know, I'm hoping CJ comes back as well, man. Like I said, I think that, you know, his experience and his leadership is you know, it shows how different this team was, you know, when he's not there. You know, wanting to be on the sidelines to help, or him trying to come back, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, like I said, man, you know, he's never been injured before, so it's not like they signed a player that had injury history because he's never been injured prior to this. So, you know, when he was out, he missed a game. So I think that, you know, his body's rusted. Let's hope that he doesn't have that rust, you know what I'm saying? Because I had a lot of titter about, you know, I was on something in the Le'Veon Bell situation. The guy, like, he lost. He didn't. I'm sorry, bro. Like, when you put people in bad situations and expect, you know, something good to happen, it's just hard, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but
I'm tired of hearing from him too, dude. Like, I'm tired of hearing Le'Veon Bell shit too, to be honest with you.
And your boy, man. I'm not going to say his name on the show. Jose's boy. You know what I'm saying? That guy. You know what I'm saying? But listen,
it didn't work out, man. And it's like, you could blame a lot of things on a lot of different people, and I get it, but he didn't play well, dude. Like, he didn't stay healthy. He didn't play well. The offense, like, there's a lot of things that didn't work out. But, you know, he went to the Chiefs, wasn't all that great either. I'm like, and now he's a free agent now, and nobody's like, listen, I think you can make an argument that was probably one of the worst contracts the Jets have done, and, you know, like, it wasn't a good contract, dude, for a variety of reasons. Completely overpaid, and he just was—he lost a step. He, you know, was maybe in or out of shape or whatever else. And it's just now to hear like, well, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm pretty wrong. You've been saying that since you've been here. You said it for the 2 years he was here. He said that and didn't do it. And it's like now I'm to the point now where it's like I'm done talking about, you know, the guy from in Seattle. I'm done talking about the coach, the former coach. I'm done talking about Le'Veon. It's like because it's just. It serves no purpose, but it's just getting annoying now.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm tired. Like this year with this whole new team, I'm like, I'm tired of excuses for everybody. Like now it's like you have an offensive defense where it's like it's going to maximize your potential. If you don't play well, it's on you.
Well, and I think that, man, you know, the great thing about having, you know, what we have in the building now, I just think it's a whole breath of fresh air. And, you know, you got guys that are that are really creative, you know, inventive. And I like that kind of offense. We've always wanted that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Sam had his struggles, right? But if you had motion to make the things easier for him, that could have helped him, man. You know what I'm saying? If you had better receivers, that could have helped him. If you had a better offensive line, that could have helped. And I think that Joe Douglas finally, you know what I'm saying, got it and understand that, look, I just watched y'all ruin this kid. I'm not ruining the next one because that's on my watch. You know what I'm saying? And I like the fact that they got talent in the building. You know, and the funny thing, I've been saying it for like a year or so, and I almost have to shut up about it. You know, I was like, well, you can't fix everything in one off season. He didn't fix everything, but he was damn near close. To me, we have more talent and depth than we've had on this team in a long time, and we're lacking in a few areas. But still, I can't complain with that. Not with two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a third round, two fourths, and we got two fifths this year as well? You know what I mean? You know, it's crazy. Like, I'm loving that, man. I'm loving that. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know about the Pistori picks yet. So I'm liking, you know, we got a chance to really upgrade this team and get some talent in the building. So, you know, it's not one season. I'm hoping that this season that these guys, you know, Zach is what he is, man. I just, the kid, you know, it's great to look good. And like what my man Herm said, everyone looks good in shorts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone looks fast in shorts. You know, even Coach said it. Coach was like, look, man, we put them pads on. We can tell who won what and who do what. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know.
When the like, pads start, the bright lights come on, the pads start popping. That's when you separate the men from the boys. That's always how it happens. So, yeah, it's crazy. So, Tyrone, we got people on hold, but we don't have – prime time is running late because of baseball, so we can't screen them. So we're just going to – I guess we're going to kind of
randomly put them on.
So – we're going to go right here. What's up? This is Let's Talk Jets Radio. Who's this? The 917 number.
It's a Jersey number. Yo.
that's a New York number. All right. Try that one again.
Hey,
can we get rid of that? Maybe go to the next one. It's a 780 area code. We'll try this one. Let's Talk Jets.
Hey, what's up,
Yo.
Tyson? What's up, Tyrone? It's Trevor.
What's going on?
What's up,
Trevor? Trevor? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How about you?
Hey, man, can't complain, bro. Can't complain. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling confident, Tyrone. Like, for the first time, I kind of feel like, I know it's my first year as a Jets fan, but I kind of have, like, that cockiness and that confidence to me. You know, I know we're not going to be a playoff contender or anything, but I do think that we'll get at least 8 wins this season. So I'm very confident in the group right now, confident in the coaching
staff.
Hold
on, Trevor.
Love some of the
signings. Hold on, man.
And I'm fired up for the season, man.
I hate to stop you, bro. This your first year as a Jet fan?
Yeah, technically.
Oh, man. So, so listen, you know, it would be crazy, though, if they turn all this around and we go on this great run. You didn't get to suffer through the hard thing.
Sorry to interrupt you, Tyrone. Last year was my first season, the Adam Gase season.
Okay.
When we went 0-1.
You know what, yeah. You know what, big dog? That's probably enough pain right there to truly understand how it feels to be a Jets fan. But, nah, man, so I mean, you don't mind me asking, bro. What made you become a Jets fan, bro? Like, you know, like that's.
Honestly, I was just kind of, at first I was a Giants fan because of Saquon Barkley. Because I used to see all these crazy workout videos of him lifting, and I just thought he was this awesome physical specimen. So he became my favorite player, but out of nowhere I kind of seen like some rumblings of the Jets and like the coach, and then I seen like Greeny, he was doing like a little piece on Adam Gase, and then I guess kind of typing in New York Jets, I kind of found your guys' channel, and then, I don't know, I seen Tyson in primetime, and shit, I just thought, like, these guys are educated, like, they're passionate about the team, they know all the players.
Educated.
Like, they give good analysis, so I'm like, why don't I follow along? And I became a Jets fan, and since then I've just been addicted.
Hey, listen, man, we just started this new format, man. Trust me, it was not, it was a PG-rated show prior to this new concept, which I love, man. I love the new concept.
Yeah, I went back and I listened to some of those old episodes. You guys sound so different.
Yeah, we were like caged rats, dude, is what it was. It was ridiculous.
Trevor, I would get kicked out of the show at least once a month, bro. Hey, Tyron, can you
hear
that, dude?
Tyron calling all lit up, all hammered shit.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this right here, right? It was so bad. I mean, I don't know what loss it was, man, but I was heated. Before I even got on the air, prior to I was like, Tyron, no cussing. As soon as I said hello, what's up, man, Tyson was like, hey, man, no cursing. Bro, I got like about six sentences in, bro. Boom, 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 boom. All right, Tyron, we'll talk to you next week. I called back and listened to the show. It was that bad, bro. It was. But, you know, like I said, man, the format for this show, man, the foundation they've laid down for this, you know, Primetime, Jay, Tyson, you know, these guys have done an amazing job, bro. Now, I'm just glad to be a part of the family, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of the team. You know, I was just a regular caller, bro. I was Tyron from Virginia, bro. That was it. You know, that was my shit. And I come in and I call in and just I raise Cain every week. You know what I mean? And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love talking about this team. I love this team. And now, you know, I want to love to get back to winning. I want to know how that feels again. So, but appreciate that, bro. I'm glad you're a Jeff fan, man. You got to come to one of these tailgates, man. And I'm telling you, bro, don't let Tyson and Primetime get you in trouble with that drinking.
I'm 21 now, Tyron, so I can drink legally in the U.S. whenever I come out there.
You're a grown-ass man. I'm going to say you're a grown man. Be careful, though.
I'll put my big boy pants on for that day. You best believe it.
You don't need it.
But listen,
so what,
you guys,
your...
I know you guys got a lot. Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead, Tyson.
No, good.
No, I was just going to say, I know you guys got a lot of people on hold, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. So I didn't really know the topics for the night, so I just kind of, like, wrote down, like, three questions for you guys. Is it okay if I ask them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course.
Okay, so am I crazy for having more faith in Kenny Yeboah as our tight end than Chris Herndon?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Chris Herndon is okay, bro. I mean, like, I know we keep waiting for him to break out and be this overall superstar, man. But, yo, man, like, it's there, bro. It's there. I mean, he has to find a way to put it on the field. But I'm telling you, man, it's there, man. It really is, man. I really think, and this system might really be good for him, man. Look at San Francisco's tight end, bro. He's probably one of the best in the league, you know what I'm saying? And they featured that. Like, the good thing about it is they're scheming guys open. So it's not just the middle of the field. They take advantage of every angle. So, you know, they're going to push the ball down the field, and I love that, man. You know, so he's talented. What you think, Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm thinking, like, the tight end position as a whole has been so grossly underutilized for how many years now? Like, it's been just been like it's like an albatross for our offense. And I think now with Michael Floor, I think it's going to be more, just be more of a focus on it. And I think now with better running, and one thing they keep talking about is attention to detail. So for that, to me, I think that you could, this is Chris Herndon's last stand, man. And I think he knows it, his agent knows it, his family knows it. Like, listen, man, it's put up or shut up time. Like, you have no more fucking excuses here. Because if you don't play well, they're going to pass, you're not going to be a Jet anymore. So I think he's got a chance to really do some good things. You know, undrafted free agents, I mean, they got a lot to learn. I mean, it'd be awesome if he could do it, but I think right now going into it, I think the expectations for Herndon are a lot more.
Yeah. Question two, man.
I agree. So what are your guys – and Tyson, you knew this was coming. I had to ask, and I'm sorry. But what are your thoughts on James Morgan? Because I am so fascinated by him. Like, I'm just so curious to see how he looks in the preseason because the mystery is just killing me.
Me too. Me too.
Like, I just want to see if he's good or not.
Well, I mean, we don't know what James Morgan is, dude. We don't know what he is. There was no preseason last year and nothing in training camp. We don't have no idea what he was, and he didn't play last year. So basically it's like,
now,
I mean, that's
Tyson,
just that we're all learning at the same time.
Do you think that's because Joe Douglas kind of saw where the season was going and he was like, look, kid, we believe in you. You got potential, but we're not going to put you in with this bonehead coach. Just sit out the rest of the year. We'll play you next season.
No, he should have played. No, he should have played.
I agree.
To me, everyone should have played last season. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I think he dropped the ball at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, either this kid was really that bad, he was hurt, or something. Bro, there's no reason not to play him. You know what I'm saying? The season was done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the season was done. You know, but, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I want to see what he is, too. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever seen him throw a pass. I'm being real with you. Like, I've never seen him throw a pass. That's crazy. To have a backup you took, you know, which you got a lot of talent there, you know what I'm saying?
I understand you want to have a
quarterback on your roster just to groom along in case your starter goes down, somebody that you have for 3 or 4 years you don't have to worry about, who knows the system. But for the kid not to play, man, it's really hard to, you know what I'm saying, see what he is. All right, so what's your third question, bro?
All right, so my last question, this is a simple one, but who's your college team, Tyrone? Are you a Virginia Tech guy?
Hell no. I don't like no team in Virginia, bro. Now, basketball is different. I'm a Duke fan for basketball, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, Coach K is probably the greatest coach, you know what I'm saying, to me and my eyes. I'm going to probably say Florida State, bro, and that's because, you know what I'm saying,
What?
Yeah, well, my cousin was going to Florida State, bro. He got committed there, bro. They really looked out for him. He never really played,
okay,
bro.
Okay.
He blew his knee out his senior year, and they still gave him a scholarship, bro. So, you know, he has a really good job as, you know, a pharmacist right now, and I just rooted for them after that, man. Really, I like college football, but I never really had a team. I was like, I love them. I'm a diehard. You know, basketball is something different. Tyson?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, no,
I'm a
please,
Florida
God,
fan, so.
don't ask Tyson, bro. Please, bro. Go
no,
ahead,
no, no. I know
go
who
ahead.
His
He's
team
coming.
Is. I don't need to hear the theme song again.
You do, bro. Here it goes.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Trevor. It's one thing you do not say on the show, bro.
I didn't say the word.
But Trevor, you asked him a question to what he had to answer with that. Listen, we don't even talk about ND players. We just say numbers, bro. We don't even say names because you hear that shit right there. So, you know. But, man,
hey,
man. Hey,
well, thanks
for
taking
bro,
my
man.
Call, guys. I really appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, no problem,
and,
bro.
Keep
you
up all the
one.
Great work. I appreciate you guys.
All right, bro.
Have a good night, man.
Bro. Have a good one.
All right. We're going to go to JJ in Brooklyn. JJ, what's up, man?
What's up, JJ?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Hey, man, maintaining, bro. How you, man?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm tight, man. My Knicks. 3-1, man.
Freaking Randall.
This guy plays amazing regular season. Now it's like you don't know where the double teams are coming from, and they're making him go right, and he can't do it. It's like, dude, like max contract, my ass, man. I'm sorry. I can't.
Hey,
the season's over with. I don't care. Nobody cares what you did in the season. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
JJ,
it's a big boy time,
give,
man.
JJ, they give these kids max contracts for no reason, bro. Like, a lot of
I know,
cats,
man. Like,
mad,
I mean,
like,
we,
came
I mean, we
an
knew
area
like he wasn't a number
ball,
one type of guy.
Area,
you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know.
And, you know, this is the bad part, man. Like, the hardest thing,
yeah.
I think the good point of all this is us having a winning season actually might, you know what I'm saying, be able to get some free agents in the building. You know what
exactly,
I'm saying? Because
right,
like I said,
right.
You know, yeah, you see a lot more, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, like, but I don't know, man. Right. Like, that's what I said, but it's going to be hard to give him a contract like that because it's like, you know, I mean,
yeah.
But if you don't get anybody
exactly.
else, then what you do? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, trust me, bro.
Yeah,
hard,
he's not,
man, you know?
I mean, as great as his regular season was, man, like, we knew if Julius Randle is your best player that, you know, there's no legitimate title expect, you know, hopes or nothing.
Oh, nah,
you know,
nah,
you're not
man.
Going nowhere
nah.
really if he's your best player. Like,
nah.
Who's the guy
I,
you could get?
We,
you know, is Kawhi gonna leave the Clippers and come here in the off season? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you gonna get? You know,
I don't know, brother. I'm gonna see
know.
How free agency goes. Like, I'm gonna see who.
Yeah.
Who shakes?
There's
the
not.
Off,
there's
out,
not
man,
much out there besides Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know, there's really not much.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball. Do you want to give him a big contract?
Hell
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
And we got a draft better, you know, too, man. Like, you know, I'm going to be real with you,
got
man. I'm going to say this,
yeah.
And it's probably the Knicks fan in me, man. But the NBA screwed us, bro. They screwed us when we didn't get the first pick of the draft with Zion, or we didn't get the pick with
John. I mean, you guys don't like RJ? I don't know.
Either
I don't see stardom in RJ, like some Knicks fans say. Like, I don't see that in him, in RJ. I don't see a star, like some Knicks fans
listen,
say. I always
bro,
argue
listen.
With Knicks fans. Like, I don't
bro,
see a star
listen,
there.
Bro.
That's just my opinion.
Listen, bro.
You know.
Hey, they screwed us out of that, and they know it too, bro. One of them
I know.
Been
even
bro.
Morant. If we could have got John
yeah.
Morant.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, my.
You know, but this is the shit that
kills
you as a Knicks fan. Because everyone knows as a Knicks fan, they did us dirty, bro. That shit was dirty.
God.
Come on, bro. That was dirty. And you know what I'm saying? That was dirty, bro. That was dirty. I was dirty as hell, bro.
I mean, I like
man,
RJ, but do you guys see stardom in him, man? Because I don't. I don't see, like,
I mean, he's young, but to me, he shoots too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's going to grow. He's a defensive player. He's a good
– Yeah.
He's not going to be a superstar, but he's like a 1A or 1B guy. That's what you need players like that. He's definitely a star in the league, but just not the kind of guy that's going to care. You know, but as he grows, he wins.
Exactly,
right? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean.
He's a keeper, to get a superstar, you might have to trade him or Randall. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no free agents besides Kawhi. It's an, like, star-type free agent. So you're going to have to either trade some of these picks. Well, they got two first-round picks, right? So they got the Mavs pick, our pick, so. You either trade up or you package those picks and try and get a good point guard or a good wing, a good shooting guard or small forward. You know, I mean, I hope that all the shit talking the Hawks are doing gives us some freaking – I know you don't need motivation because it's the playoffs, but you heard what the guy Clint Capella was saying. He's like, we're going to put you on vacation. What are you going to do about it? Like, come on, man. That can't get you amped up. Let's go, man. I'm happy you did that shit,
sir.
You know?
Yes,
Andy woke us up, man. So, but, yeah, just on the Jets real quick, you guys actually touched on the things I wanted to talk about was, unfortunately, the first thing was, like you were saying, Tyrone, like that line, you know, we definitely improved it 100%, you know, with, as you call him, ATV. I love this one. And then Fant's going to give us what he gave us last year. I'm totally good with him, but all it takes is one bad spot, and center you know, and left right guard, I just don't know. They feel like McGovern's going to improve and with this new system, but also last year I can't be too hopeful. And what are we going to get right guard? We don't know. I wish Clark got some time last year.
Yeah,
I know he was hurt
him,
and then he didn't play him.
You tell him.
You know.
I'm going to say this, bro.
Yeah.
If you have improved guard play, you have improved center play. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth of it. So if we can improve our guard play, I think it'll help McGovern a lot. I don't know if he'll be here next year, but I think that, you know, this year, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna have to depend on him. And then we gotta stay healthy, you know what I'm saying? Like we gotta stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The big thing, gotta stay healthy, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta
stay healthy. These guys gotta stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? If we do that, I think we got
to change. That's a big key. Is he going to, you know, how many games did he miss or have to come out of, you know, we can't afford that shit, man.
It was hard watching him walk in the locker room, But, you know, as Tyson always said, the best availability is availability. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I like the fact that they went and looked at Moses. I like the fact that they bought him in just, you know, because, you know, even if he's not bringing him in on starter money, you still bring him in, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because you want
quality
veterans if someone goes down.
If they bring him in, what do they bring him in? What are they doing with Fant? Moving in the guard or getting rid of Fant? Like, what do you do then?
I mean, honestly, bro, for real, I would move Fant to guard. And that would solidify that line for me because then you got depth on both ends. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, if they're bringing him in, I don't think they're going to bring him in for that type of money. So if they don't bring him in for that type of money, you know what I'm saying, they might be bringing him in for backup money if he doesn't get signed somewhere else. But if I was him, he probably not going to sign until after training camp because, you know, injuries occur. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so that's the scary part about it then. But, yeah, I mean, Fant's contract ain't really that big. You know what I'm saying? That's why
I like Fant, man. Fant's going to give us what he gave us last year, man. I'm good with Fant, man, 100%.
But let me ask you a question.
He was low-key really good last year.
What if somebody gets cut, you know what I'm saying, after June 1st, that's a, you know, Pro Bowl right guard. Would you want to bring him in?
Yeah.
Because I would.
Oh, hell
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying?
That's the spot,
you know,
I'm worried about most is right guard, for sure.
Yeah, but Tyson, would you want to do that? I mean, because then it's like, what about Clark? What about, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's crazy. But I'd rather have more talent than not enough. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're
so used
to.
What do you guys think of Clark? You guys think, you guys hopeful of that or what? That he could be at right guard possibly? What do you guys think?
Bro, I did, man. But they got him listed as a tackle, bro. Like, they have him listed
yeah,
as a tackle.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
And I'm going to
yeah,
be honest with
right,
you, man.
Right.
Chuma? Yo, Chuma sucks. I'm going to be real with you, man. He sucks, bro.
Terrible.
He sucks, bro, man. He be getting killed out there, man. I think they need to move his ass to guard, bro. You know what I'm saying?
For
he's
real.
Been getting killed. But listen, watch the kid from BYU, man. Watch the guard we got from BYU, bro. I've been hearing a lot of good things
yeah.
about this kid, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? If he wasn't injured, bro, he might have went in the, you know, third round of the draft, bro. So watch this kid, man. You know, I'm gonna tell you something.
That would be big if
he
could just get some.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that would be big if he could get right guard still, man.
Yeah,
that would be
as
huge.
An undrafted free agent. Oh, absolutely, bro.
Yeah. Last thing I wanted to ask you, like, you actually touched on it already, was Herndon. Like that, like you were saying, Tyrone, the talent is there, man. Like 2 years ago, we were like, yo, this kid's going to be a stud, you know? And then, I don't know, maybe it was fucking Gase, and, you know, he had all those terrible drops, but there's talent. There's a lot of talent in there. We don't have no other options, right? So I'm kind of hopeful he could bounce back and show us what he was showing us a couple of years ago. That would be huge, huge,
well,
man.
He's a matchup nightmare. You know what I'm saying? He's a matchup
exactly.
nightmare. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But we all want that, bro. I feel you. I feel you, bro.
That would be big. Yeah. Last thing, I just wanted to commend you guys. I know this time of year it's kind of tough. You know, there's not much shit going on. So, but you guys have been doing a great job, man. So keep it up. I'll talk to you guys
brother.
Soon.
Appreciate
all right.
You, man. All right, bro. Have a good one.
All right,
thank
you guys
bro.
Have a good one. All right.
All right.
Good night, man.
Hey.
All right. Next up is Afram. Afram, what's up, man?
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good,
how's
bro.
How's everything going? No, I'm fine.
Maintaining, man.
Got my shirt, and I'm very happy.
Hey, thanks
thank
for
you
the support,
thank
man.
You for the, thank you.
Good. Very good quality, like you said. It feels good on you, you know? I'm going to talk about the Jets a little bit. Basically, and I've been listening to some of these callers, you know, guys should have played. And, you know, they keep mentioning Douglas should have played them. But, Douglas didn't have the power to play them at that point. He was still the same. He had the same authority as he just did the player personnel. Gase ran the offense. He played who he wanted to. He didn't report to Douglas. So unfortunately, a lot of these guys that we wanted to play weren't going to get the chance because all he wanted to do was try to win a game as many times as he could. And he was going to put the guys he thought that were going to win. So not seeing Clark there and other players, he knew it wasn't going to happen because he wasn't looking to see what these guys were capable of doing. So that's why I got to throw away last year completely. As far as what we have, I think I love what these guys are doing. It's like a program. It's like a real football program. We haven't seen this in a long time. I mean, these guys approaching this thing real professional. It really gives you a tremendous confidence in what they're doing. And I think that like Tyson, you said that they're going to see what these guys are before they make a move and determine are these guys good enough to succeed in our system, or do we have to reach out and bring someone in with more experience? But I look forward to it because there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of competition, and we'll find out who else. I don't know if the cuts have to be made today or by tomorrow. I think today's the first, right?
Today they start today, yeah. So you'll start seeing over this weekend.
Yeah, they start today.
Yep.
Yeah, it depends on how the salary, the cap position is, and then I guess you'll see more cuts probably during camp to see who beats out the other guy, but it's gonna be. I look forward to it. You know, I was listening, you know, with these OTAs. One thing that got me was interesting was I was listening to Connor Hughes, and he was summing it up, and he made an evaluation when watching Zach Wilson. He said, if someone told me that he was a rookie quarterback, he wouldn't believe it. He said, if you told me this guy was 3 years in, that's how he looked. You know, not overwhelming,
but not like a rookie. Yeah, but Afram, listen, man. There is nobody hitting each other. There's no blitz. He's not reading defenses. I mean, there's not. I mean, right now it's like a feel good story where I think a lot of people in the media are trying to throw out all kinds of positivity. They know if they write anything negative, the fans are going to roast the shit out of them. So it's like, to me, it's like it's nice to be excited, but you're not seeing a lot like the fine touch and the big time throws were probably done behind the scenes when the media wasn't there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, to me, like, I'm not taking any of that shit until we see him start playing in preseason games. We start seeing him, like, in live drills, scrimmages, all this other shit. That's when you start getting a feel for all this. But to me, the most important thing is how he's making such an effort with chemistry with his teammates. He's a film junkie. Yeah. He always wants to learn. He's, like, asking more questions. And they're saying, like, LaFleur is, like, he's, like, challenging LaFleur already, which is awesome. That's what's most encouraging to me.
But that's from what I've read, and that's what he did in BYU, and that's how he worked hard that his junior year, and he won the job as the starting quarterback again, because he was not guaranteed for him at that time, and he figured out all, you know, he looked at all his mistakes, and he improved himself dramatically by just focusing on everything he did wrong and trying to improve it, and then it paid off. I think he's going to do the same thing with the Jets. I mean, the kid's devoted to the game, and you don't see a lot of that. It's a shame we only have three preseason games. Four.
We only got two. I was just about to ask y'all that. We only got two preseason games this year. How long do you want to see him play? Like, how much do you want, him out there? You know, because, you know, also him being out there, he's exposed.
Yeah, that's true. They won't play him the third game. But I'm not like,
No. We're not having three this year, right? We only have two.
No, it's three, isn't it? They took one out because they've taken the 17th game.
Yeah.
So they're doing three. It's usually four. They took one away.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But let me ask you a question. So how many?
Look at Tyrone. Tyrone doing over there? Jesus Christ! Hey, you're trying to be
in all fairness to Tyrone, you usually don't play the fourth game. You always put all the rookies in.
No, to Tyrone, he should know what the schedule's made of here. I mean, like three preseason games. It's not hard to figure this shit out. I mean, the guy's always asking for a fucking pay raise. Always wants money. At least know the schedule.
I mean,
things
happen, man. I got a question for y'all, though. Listen, with him being a rookie and having a lot of rookies on the team.
He's trying to change the topic. He's trying to change the topic here.
Yeah. No, it's the same subject. I'm saying it's the same subject. Trust me. So I want to know, like, do you want to play in, like, you know, because, you know, in the normal, it'll be the third preseason game is the dress rehearsal. So is the second preseason game then the dress rehearsal?
Yeah.
Are you willing to put him out there?
He'd be playing more reps in the first two preseason and maybe the first set on the third game, and then they'll be looking at guys trying to win a job in special teams or anything to that effect at the end, so they can cut their number down to 53. And so that's what it's going to be. There'll probably be more scrimmage games. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to seeing this. I just want to see this team, how they're going to play. And it's unfortunately you're not going to see everything because they're going to hold off until the regular season. So I like to see just a glimmer of what they can do. But this is one of the few years that I really, really look forward to seeing what's happening, because everything seems positive with this coaching staff. I just love everything they're doing, and it's truly professional, everything they do, and they're all in this, and they're all on the same page. You know, it's not like last year, you know, who was who, what was why. All you knew was Gase did what he wanted to do, and that bottom line. You know, this looks like just a true team effort, total collaboration among all coaches, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to really be exciting.
No, I agree.
Well, I do want to say one more thing, though. Listen, so, like the first preseason game, like, how much would you play him? I mean, listen, he needs reps. He needs real action. He needs that. Like, it's so scary with having one last preseason game. I know that sounds crazy, but to me, it's scary with a rookie quarterback because you really want him to get reps. You know what I'm saying? So it's like trying to find that balance of him playing, you know what I'm saying, would not expose him to, you know what I'm saying, being injured.
You got to also look at the other teams that are going to be playing. You know, if they need their starters to have more reps, maybe into the third quarter or the full half. You know, I think every team in the league is not, you know, they're going to have their starters at least get more reps than usual in preseason because of the loss of one game. So, and it's going to be interesting if the Jets, you know, a lot of these guys, because of preseason, they're going to have a slow start in the season, I'm hoping. And I hope the Jets, you know, figure a way to get a jump spot early and win a few early to catch some teams off guard that usually take a longer time to get back to their football speed. So it's going to be – I'm surprised we're playing the Patriots both games early, even before a bye, and get them out of the way. But there's some good matchups. I'm looking forward to competition. You know,
I'm just looking forward, to be honest with you, I'm looking forward to training camp to see all these battles, all these position battles, and see how the organization handles it. Like, you know, you're inheriting a team, you're bringing in some of your quote-unquote own guys, who stays, who goes, what determines it. I can't wait for all that, man, because that's going to set the tone. Like, is it going to be, like, the guy that performs the best, or is it the guy that has, you know, the biggest resume? Like, there's going to be some really, really interesting moves made, especially, like, offensive line or defensive line with all the competition they're bringing in.
I just hope there's so much competition. These guys work hard that they're going to make it difficult for the coaches to pick the starters. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Yeah. Guys, have a good night.
Thanks for
calling. We appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good night.
And that's the one thing, Tyrone, when you look at it, it's like there's, like, you know, we'll get into that as, you know, training camp approaches, but, you know, Salah's inheriting a lot of guys. A lot of these guys Joe Douglas didn't draft. And it's like, okay, you know, what's going to be the determining factor to make this team? It's going to be the best fit for your defense, the best performance, you know, the resume. Like, I'm fascinated to see, because then if you want to talk about accountability and hard work and all this stuff, when it comes, push comes to shove, you got to make that decision on cut day then. You got to stand by your word and be like, listen, you are the best man for the team, regardless of your salary, regardless of who picked you. You know what I mean? That's the most interesting thing.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, that's how it should be. I mean, so I'm looking forward to, like, you know, like I said, it's going to be a good training camp, man. You know, these guys are going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to earn it. And I love that. I mean, to me, it's like, man, listen, you know, we have a lot of good young talent in the building. And it's a lot of positions that are open. You know what I'm saying? You look at our secondary, man. That junk is wide open. And my kid, the rookie we got, bro, number 41. My man be talking, man. My man, yo, if you look at this kid's tape, bro, I like him. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like that, man. I like the fact that he's confident, man. He's feeling like, look, man, I'm coming in for a starting job, bro. I ain't worried about none of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving it, man. Like I said, I love the competition. I love competent coaching. I'm being real with you, man. I'm really excited about our front line. I mean, our defensive line, bro. I'm excited about.
Well, that's
it, bro.
Not.
Like, I just think
it's
that,
impossible,
man,
not to be. Look at all the pieces they added. Like, they have legitimate players there now. It's, you know, it's hard not to be at this point. There's, you know, and I'm interested to see, like, you know, like some players that we discount. Like, and I'm guilty of it. Like, I keep discounting Bless Austin. Can Bless Austin now emerge in this defense with much better coaching and a different scheme? Like, you know, when you keep hearing, like, what I thought about the most today, because I had free time on my hands over the weekend when it rained every fucking day, is that, you know, they keep talking about adapting their systems to their players. Adapt, adapt, adapt. So, all right, well, the receivers, you have a plethora of receivers. So you can do a lot of good things there. Running backs, you have all shapes and sizes. You have some flexibility there. But your corners, the one predominant factor with all your corners is inexperience. They may be good, maybe bad. We don't know what most of them are because most of them haven't played a full season. We don't know what they have. So it's interesting to see how they adapt the defense to try to hide that corner or hide the secondary or help the secondary.
Well, Tyson, let me ask you a question, though. Like, you know, the funny thing is, man, like, we could really have a chance, man, to one of these guys to be a dominant Ross. You know what I'm saying? One of these guys could actually be a star.
I hope so.
With the right coach, man. So it's like, you know, I know you said earlier you agree with what Coach said about letting the young guys get rough. And I feel the same way. I mean, like, if we have a dominant line, defensive line, our cornerback play could be, you know, could be okay. It doesn't have to be, you know what I'm saying, the best.
Well, yeah, they're making an educated decision. They're going to say, you know what, we spent the last 2 weeks watching all these young corners working our defense, run their coverages, run their schemes, try to do this, and you know what, we don't feel comfortable with what they're showing us right now. We had to make a move. And if they said that, it makes sense. Instead of saying, you know what, these guys haven't stepped on the field yet, and now we're already making another move. So I understand the approach. And then if they make a move by minicamp, that's completely fine. Or if they wait till, you know, training camp, then it's like, all right, now I understand what you're trying to do at least. Like, there's a rhyme or reason to what you're doing. Especially when you have so many, all those late-round picks, man, where it's like all these hybrid players and safeties and linebackers and all this shit. You got to figure out what they are. Like, you only saw these guys on tape. You couldn't, you know, there was no combine. You couldn't work them out. You couldn't do all these things. So you actually got to get them on the field and see what the hell they can do.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. And I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it, too.
I'm not looking forward to game 5 tomorrow night, but I'm looking forward to the fucking preseason.
Nah.
I'm not sure. You know what sucks, dude? Can I tell you, you know what sucks? About a week ago, the Yankees are playing good baseball. The Knicks are like the king of the talk in New York. Dude, within a week, the Yankees are fucking – they're playing like a little league team. They're a bunch of morons. I don't know what the fuck. They can't hit. They can't pitch. They can't run bases. They just don't care. They're a bunch of lifeless bozos. The Knicks are just falling apart and melting on the big stage. It's just like it's amazing how in a week all this changes, dude.
These highs and lows, bro.
Oh, my God.
Definitely,
always at the same time.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Tyson, you know, off of football for a second. I know you probably won't. Are you watching that Floyd Mayweather fight this weekend?
For what reason?
I'm going to tell you the only reason I would watch it is I want to see him beat the shit out that dude, bro. Like, yo, those brothers, man, they are the cockiest kids, man. When I say I really don't like them, bro, like, they're really annoying and shit. I really want to
see the other guy's fighting Tyron Woodley, the UFC fighter, and he's better than Ben Askren. But he's still not a striker. He's a wrestler, dude. He's got knockout power, no doubt about that. But he's fighting a wrestler, and he's got 20 pounds. Like, I mean, like, Woodley's got 20 pounds. And it's like, why not fight a legit striker? So now I give these guys credit. I give the Paul guys credit because all they're doing is making shitloads of money. I mean, they're making more money on these bullshit celebrity fights than the UFC fighters are making, boxers are making good money. But it's crazy. It's gimmicks. So I don't blame Woodley for taking the fight. You know, like, I don't blame none of these guys for taking the fight because they're making huge paydays at the tail end of their career. Like, Woodley's out of the UFC. I think he lost his last 3 or 4 fights. He's out. He's on the downside. So it's like, all right, you know what? I'll get one more last big payday in this gimmick fight, and then I'll retire. You know, and that's – I don't blame him. But the Mayweather thing, dude, Mayweather's not really – he's probably going to play games with him, dude. He's probably going to move around and fucking – it's going to be a joke, dude.
Yo, I want, bro, listen, man, it's the whole point with those two, bro. Like, yo, all this shit you talk, man, fight a boxer. Fight a fight a boxer and get your ass whipped. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, they talk shit to elite-level strikers or high-level strikers, and conveniently those fights never come to fruition. Never. Like, you want to go against Joe,
but you know why?
Of course, because they know, because the gimmick will be up. All it takes is one good ass kicking, and the celebrity boxing thing goes right in the shit. You go against Eddie Alvarez or Showtime Pettis or any of these guys, they will beat the brakes off of you.
No, sir.
And then
that will beat the brakes off your ass,
bro. Exactly, and that's why they won't do it, because they know one big loss, the hype is over. The training is derailed.
But this kid, man, I think he's getting like 80 to 100 million fighting Mayweather, bro. Seems like a ridiculous, and you know, and it's the whole point.
And it's
like that
Showtime.
McGovern Mayweather shit. Yo, that McGovern Mayweather shit was bullshit. Like,
what, McGregor?
He carried him, bro. Yeah, when he fought McGregor, yeah, but that was, he carried him for a couple of rounds, but that wasn't even boxing, bro. Like, this shit right here, I'm being real with you, man. Like, I would respect Floyd more. Let's go in the ring in one round, just beat the brakes off his ass, knock his ass out, keep him moving. Like, yo, just make him not want to do this shit no more. Like, period. Like, you know what? You're done. Well, he won't do that. He'll carry it a couple rounds, make it look interesting so people can buy it. Man, that's why this shit is such a joke. Can't watch that, bro. I'd rather watch Spence and, what's my man, Manny Pacquiao. But I'm sorry, back to the Jets, my bad. I just had to ask that dumbass.
No, I can't wait. I want to see, like, Tyson Fury. He's going to beat the snot out of Deontay Wilder again, too.
you better go ahead with that bullshit, yo. Listen, man, my man coming back with Fury. Yo, he's actually, I'm going to say this about him, bro. That's what kills me, man. Like, bro, why don't you box? Like, the sport is called boxing, bro. Bro, you don't box, man. Box. Throw the jab. That's what it's there for. Get behind
see,
your hands,
you know,
bro.
The thing is, dude, I like Deontay Wilder. I actually liked him until he lost and came up with all these fucking excuses. I'm like, dude, you know what? Say, like, I hate excuses. I hate all this shit. It's like, oh, my walkout gear was too heavy and this and that. It's like, come on, man.
I boxed for 2.5 years when I was young, right? The one thing I understand, man, and I love boxing. And Tyson, you're a strike coach, bro, so you know this. If you don't set punches up, bro, this shit don't work. Like, this kid, man, like, yo, it's like you have all this. I'm not even being funny, and I'm being dead-ass serious. This kid has all this power. He could have went as one of the best boxers of all time if he had boxing skills. So I knew when he got in the ring with a real boxer, his ass was going to lose because you got in the ring with a real boxer who boxed. All you had to do was box him. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? You know, dude, that's all you have to do.
It's the basics.
Later round.
But see, Tyrone, and that's why these celebrity boxing is bullshit, dude. Like, we spar on Thursdays and Saturdays. And the basic, like, all these new kids coming up, I tell them all the same thing. I'm like, your most effective punch is your jab. You can jab all day. If you have a good jab, the guy can't hit you because you can be walking into the punch endlessly.
Yep.
It sets everything
Every
else up.
Time.
So when you watch all these celebrity guys and they're throwing this hard 1-2 or all these wild hooks and shit and getting like, dude, this isn't boxing. They're like, that's why they call it the sweet science. There's a science behind it. There's a rhyme or reason behind everything you throw. Every punch you throw, there's a reason for it. And it's just like, you watch some of this stuff, and it's like, man, you're just here for the payday. Like, you're here for the payday because there is no way a legit boxing staff is actually coaching you because they wouldn't watch this and say, you know what, that's smart. So either that or they're all yes men saying, you know what, you're the best, and we're not gonna criticize you.
Tyson, when have you ever seen a boxer not move his head, bro? Your head is in the same location. You're not moving your head, bro. You are a fucking target, bro. What you are,
Yep.
And I'm aiming for that target. I'm gonna throw my right just so you can move a little bit, so I can throw an overhand left and break your fucking jaw, man. You're not moving your head. It's crazy to me, man. That's not boxing, bro. So I definitely feel you on that. I just want to see a boy get his butt kicked. You know what I'm saying? That's all I care about. But you know.
I'll tell you what, though, in like was it 2 weeks? It's a phenomenal UFC card, man. There's three great fights on that one. I can't wait for that. But, like, some of the celebrity stuff coming out now, man, it's just – this is some shit. And then it's like I'm telling you right now, I was an enormous Chuck Liddell fan. I mean, as big as a fan. I had so much autograph shit from him. The biggest fan. If this fucking guy decides to come out and fight one of the Paul brothers, dude, I'm going to lose my mind. Because he already embarrassed himself against Tito Ortiz. He already embarrassed himself, dude. He's already – like, you have a legacy – why must you ruin it for that last payday when you have all the money in the world? Like you're fat, you're old, you're out of shape, you're proving nothing, and you're gonna get smoked. And at some point, you gotta worry about head trauma. Like, I don't want to see none of this shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's my biggest fear. Like, even like Anderson Silva fighting, I think he's fighting, who's it, Chavez? Like, Anderson Silva is still functional. Like, he's got some pretty good boxing. He's got good head movement. He can do some things. But like, these guys, you know, late 30s, early 40s, dude, fighting young guys. Come on, man.
Yo, I'm gonna be real about Silva, man. Him coming back from that leg injury, bro, is utterly amazing, bro. I got to give him credit for that, bro.
Look at Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman's trying to do it now.
Yeah, man. That's those injuries are so They're so, bro, that's the hardest bone, damn it, the hardest bone in your body to break,
well, you know,
bro. And you broke.
But you know what the thing is, though, to be completely honest with you, with leg injuries, and I can speak from firsthand knowledge, dude, when you fuck up your leg, especially when you kick, then when your leg gets healthy, you're scared shitless to kick, dude. Like, right now,
yeah.
I have a leg that I hurt. That when I spar, like, I throw the predominantly the other leg until I'm, like, in deep shit, and then I'll throw the other leg. Because like, it's just – because you have that fear of getting hurt again. And, like, it's hard to get out of your head because it's just – it's psychological, dude. You're, like, you know that – you know what you did to get it hurt. And when you repeat the same action, you're nervous. Like, oh, shit, this is going to happen again. Dude, it's hard to get it out of your head, man. It really is.
Yo, Tyson, how – oh, I wait. Sorry, I shoot off the air.
Yeah, what?
The girl you're training, man, how's she doing, bro? I've heard you shit about her in a while. I know you, I saw you sparring with her, and I saw she bust you up. I saw she had you out there leaking, big fella.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? What's her record, man?
No, dude, she's doing great. Our whole team's doing great, man. Everybody's been winning. We had three guys fight this past weekend. They all won. I mean, our team's been rolling, dude. Just rolling. She's fighting, I think, the end of July. She's going to go back in the cage again. So they're doing good, man. It's just everybody's working hard. You know, now it's cool because the gyms are all fully open now, which, you know, whatever. But it's everybody's been training hard. And then right now the cool thing is there's so many – for a while the cards were so limited because, you know, the athletic commissions were very strict. But now it's opened up. Like, there's fights every 2 weeks, dude. So if you truly want to get on a card, you can. And now the team's taking advantage of it. So she's doing great, dude. I actually trained with her tonight. She's doing great. It's cool, dude. Like, it's cool to see everybody's working hard and getting better, and it's fun, dude. Painful, but it's fun.
I need to come lay on your couch for like 3 months, man, and go through the Tyson School of working out. I'll be in shape by 3 months, man. You know what I mean?
Dude, when you come up for a Jets game, come up like on a Thursday or Friday, and dude, you can come like Kevin came. You can come to the school. You can train. You can watch all the pro sparring and shit. You can do it. I can get you passed for a week. You can come fucking train.
Yeah. Hey, bro. That's all right, bro. I see you had fire in my head now. That was so cool, bro. That was so cool.
Look at you in there. Kevin's been in there. Kevin's trained in there. You can come in there. So what we're going to do is we'll bring on Mr. Jose. Jose, what's up, man?
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
How you doing, bro? You all right?
How was your weekend?
It was good, man.
It rained every goddamn day. It was miserable.
Tyrell?
Well, I'm a – yes, sir.
Why the fuck did you have to bring up that fight? Why?
Hey, bro, I just wanted Tyson's opinion because I knew he was going to go in for
–
I thought he was going for a spill.
Now you got me pissed.
Why are you pissed?
My bad, Jose.
Because that's not a fuck.
It's a joke.
It's a fucking joke.
Nope.
It's
yep.
A joke.
I know. It's a joke. It's a joke, yeah. You're definitely right, bro. You're absolutely correct.
Like, what the
it's
fuck
it's a million-dollar joke, though.
Yes. For 2 years.
Yeah, bro. The best boxer. The best boxer in the last decade, bro. If not longer.
Fighting a clown. An internet
sensation. Exactly.
A clown.
Basically.
A clown.
Bro. Yes, Jose. Bro, you couldn't say it better, bro.
Tyra.
Yes, sir.
Why are you talking shit about RJ Barrett?
I mean, listen, bro.
RJ Barrett had a terrible series.
He's been struggling, bro. I mean, it's the truth.
He doesn't have any help.
Oh, give me a fucking break. No, listen, you know what? What I don't want to fucking hear is excuses now. This is the biggest stage. You showed improvement during the regular season. Now you're on the prime time stage of the playoffs, and the team is choking. They're choking, all of them, except for Derrick Rose. Randall melted. Yes, I understand there's better coverage against him, better defense.
Randall is choking. Like Kim K.
Listen, RJ Barrett's young. He's young. Showed an improvement, but he hasn't played well, dude. Like, sometimes you got to elevate your game in the playoffs. He hasn't done that.
Yeah, but you take a lot of shots. No, you take a lot of shots, though. You take an ill-advised shots as well.
He's supposed to shoot. Who else on that?
I mean,
supposed to make it, too.
Hey, when you missing 6-7 shots, bro, go to the basket, drive to the basket. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, move the ball. I mean, that's what coaching too. I don't know what set coach is calling, but I'm just saying if you're coming and you're catching the rebound, you're coming and you're throwing it up, and you know, like bro, he hit two in a row, right? Not last time, right. He hit two in a row, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
So you saw when he missed like 7 or 8, and he didn't even play in the whole damn near fourth quarter.
You still got to keep shooting.
Jose, listen, you got to keep shooting. I understand it. It's been the whole fucking series. Like, this is like for Randall, for one example. It's like, listen, okay, you can have one bad game. You can have a game. Dude, it's been the whole series.
I agree with you. I'm not giving Julius Randle a pass. But I'm just saying, Tyrone said, RJ Barrett shoots too much. If it wasn't for him, nobody would be shooting.
Well, I mean, there's times where Burks looks a lot. He looks like a much better shooter than half these guys. You know, Derrick Rose has been phenomenal. You know, there's other guys, you know, that are just more pure shooters. But Barrett's got to drive to the basket, dude. Like,
is he a shooting guard or a forward?
He's a two guard.
He's a shooting guard, right?
Two guard. Listen, don't get me wrong. Listen, man, I've been a Knicks fan, man, my whole life, bro. So trust me, I can give you stories about bad shoes. I can just say John Starks and just leave it at that. But what I'm saying, though, John Starks is a better shooter than Perry.
I'm just saying, bro.
So to say that, I'm just saying, bro, he's kind of a streaky shooter, bro. Like, you know, but when you're missing that many shots, bro, you know, you're getting down every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he plays great defense. You know what I'm saying? He has great drive ability, but it's just that he doesn't create no one else a shot. That's hard.
Let me give you some hope. Okay.
Go ahead.
You know
Let's hear this shit.
Falk. Do you know who struggles their first playoff series shooting 3 air balls?
Paul George?
No.
Who?
Kobe Bryant.
Christ's sakes.
Hold on.
No,
I'm not. Okay. Tyson? Listen, bro. I love you, bro.
Tyson.
Kobe was a fucking monster.
Let him finish his point. Get it. Finish
Tyson,
his point before I roast
Tyson,
you.
Tyson.
Yes.
Hi. I'm not saying RJ Barrett is going to be Kobe Bryant. I'm just saying Kobe shot the ball like RJ. He's shooting the ball right now. And he kept putting up shots.
He's a young player. He's got a lot to learn and a lot to prove everything else. But as of now, you wanted to see him play better in the playoffs. That's all. Like, listen, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be back next year. But it's unfortunate when you see, the Ja Morant and everybody else. It's just like, Jesus.
I want Julius Randle to fucking step up. Not RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, he's been terrible. It's been so disappointing. So disappointing.
I know.
I mean, it's hard to watch. And he's just forcing shots, missing layups. His body language is awful. It's just – and then that flagrant foul during the end of the game, that last game. It's like, listen, man, I know you're sticking up for your player. But not even that. It's like to be all that, like to show, like, your pride, then you're getting blown out of the building, and now you give a shit? It's like – I was so disgusted.
It was like the Jets last year.
Yeah, not that bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, the Jets were nowhere near as good as the Knicks, but it's been ugly.
Go back to the Seahawks game, and you ask fucking bless us.
I think you should stick to your bad rapper cakes, Jose.
Oh, come on. Hey, what did I do to deserve this shit? Come on.
I'm just saying, bro. You said Kobe and R.J. Bird, man. If I didn't love you so much, man, I would hang up right at that point. Like, the conversation's over. Like, I'm done. Like, there's nothing to say after that shit.
I said Kobe shot air bars.
Yeah, but Kobe made his team better. His mentality, bro, he willed his team to win. You can't do that when, you know what I'm saying, RJ, he's just, you know, different kind of players, but, you know.
At least RJ is trying.
That's what he's paid for. Well, fuck, he's, you know, now we give him a participation trophy? Well, he's trying. Go, man. Team, go. Good for him. He's actually competing.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Wait, hold on, Tyrone.
Go ahead, Jose. Let's go.
I'm
ready for you.
I am just comparing his play to Julius Randle's play. Julius Randle looks like he should be singing "Strangers in Paradise." Jesus Christ. You look so lost.
All right.
Lost
he
out
does.
There. At least RJ Barrett is fucking trying.
Randall's trying. He's forcing the issue. He's just playing terribly. He's just lost out
him,
there.
That's him trying? Don't try so hard. Play your game. Shit.
Jose, he's stupid as shit, bro. He said, don't try so hard.
He's cussing.
Wow.
He's cussing.
Wait, Jose, did you... Jose, to go back, I forgot what you said. Was Eminem one of your top five rappers?
Yes.
He was not one of yours, right, Tyrone?
Nah, you don't want to hear us, bro. We're going to let Jose
pass. Why do you ask?
I just forgot who. I just forgot who didn't like Eminem. I was just trying to figure that out. I forgot.
Tyrone.
Hold on. I didn't say I didn't like Eminem, bro. Like, don't even put that.
That's what I heard.
That shit on me, bro. No, you didn't hear me say I didn't like Eminem. You didn't hear me say that at all. Like, I didn't say I didn't like. I did not say I didn't like Eminem. I just said Eminem is not one of my top. You know, he's not one of my top five. Hell no, no.
Go back to the tape.
I didn't say that shit, bro. Listen, I can say you can come up to the tape all you want to. Bro, I ain't say that. I did not say I didn't like Eminem, bro. Like, go ahead with that shit, bro. I did not say I didn't like Eminem. No, I didn't say that. Bro, you said you ain't like Snoop, bro. What the fuck? You said Snoop was overrated. What?
He is overrated.
That's another terrible take.
And with that,
Jose, boy.
I will say goodnight.
Have a good night, Jose. Love you,
have
too.
Have a good night, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
See, tonight was one of those nights, Tyrone, that I wasn't in the mood for Jose's shit. I was like, you know what? Don't give me no fucking excuses. Don't fucking justify nonsense. Like, it's just, let's bring on Primetime. It's probably like, what the fuck happened to this show tonight? Primetime, what's up, man?
Yeah.
What up, coach?
Four preseason
games. What's
game.
Up, coach?
Kobe and RJ in the same sentence? What is going on tonight?
Yeah, bro, listen. I tell Jose, man, I love Jose, but bro, I hung up on Jose right at that moment. Click, look, man. You call back next week and try to shoot again.
Four preseason games. Tyrone said there's only two preseason games.
That's the one mistake I made tonight. You know what I'm saying? Well, Primetime, I got a question for you, Primetime, because I know you're the guru in this area. Okay, with only being three preseason games, Primetime, how much would you play the young quarterback? How much would you play him?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to play him any more than I would in a typical season. I'm not going to up his reps in the first game, you know, just to, you know, kind of make it like the second game or anything like that. No, I mean, you have his rest rehearsal probably in the second preseason game now, and you probably don't play him in the last one at all, and you probably ease him into the first one. So, you know, I think the new format kind of sucks, you know, at least for the Jets with the new coach.
Yeah.
system, you're not going to want to rush your rookie quarterback out there, and you're not going to play him in the last game, you know, before your regular season starts. So I feel like you're kind of stuck only really playing him a lot in that second one.
Yeah, because
so you're
that
treating
third
the second one
or
the third one, right?
Well, because Tyrone, the third preseason game, you're not going to want to play all your offensive linemen.
Yeah, exactly. I just said, because of injuries. That's, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, like, look, Belichick sometimes, man, will play Brady, you know what I'm saying, in the fourth preseason game. Hey, do what you got to do.
But if you want to keep your offensive, if you want to keep your offensive linemen healthy, though, if you're going to keep them all healthy, you're not going to play Zach Wilson behind the second and third. What the hell is that noise?
Oh,
what's me?
Tyrone, what are you, driving around the wilderness out there?
No, it's not me. It's prime time. I'm stopped.
Definitely not me. I've got the TV off. There's nothing in my apartment going on right now.
Sounds like the fucking wind tunnel going on out there. But whatever. So, prime time, what are your thoughts on the Knicks, man?
It's disappointing. You know, and the biggest thing, I heard you guys talking before about Trae Young. I mean, that's the biggest difference in the series. The Hawks have a legitimate superstar where, you know, their offense flows easy off him, and the Knicks, they're fighting for every single basket, and it looks difficult. And for the Hawks, every basket looks easy. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You don't have your superstars or your guys who are supposed to be your superstars in Randall and Barrett playing like it right now, and nobody else is really stepping up. You know, Bullock in, what, 31 minutes had no points? It's a joke. You can't win like that.
Nope.
Now, if they lose tomorrow night, does that really taint what this season was all about and all the progress they made?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, right now in the moment, yeah, it sucks. You know, you want to win, you want to advance, you want to keep the ride going. But if you told me before the season that the Knicks were going to be the number four seed, I would have signed up for that in a heartbeat. Nobody expected the playoffs at all this year. So I think you just kind of roll now. You take the experience for these young guys. You identify what you need to improve upon. You learned a lot about Randall as well. You got to make a decision on him. And you take all this information, you try and build forward. You know, I think that same thing applies for the Jets going into this year. You know, even if they don't make the playoffs, have a competitive year, learn a lot about the pieces that you have, and use it to make some informed decisions going forward after that.
Well, now, how do you evaluate Randall? Do you evaluate Randall about how much he's improved, or do you worry about how he's played in the biggest stage?
Well, I think it's clear he needs somebody else next to him, whether that's Barrett, which I don't think that's going to be enough. If you're talking about competing for a championship, you need a legit number one next to him. I think you can still give Randall a max contract, but you got to have somebody like, you know, like a Donovan Mitchell or a Kawhi Leonard, somebody else like a legitimate superstar next to him, in addition to Barrett and getting Mitchell Robinson back and some of these other guys. But Randall as your number one top guy, I don't think that's going to work.
No, I completely agree. I'm so disappointed, dude. I'm disappointed. I'm discouraged. I'm just pissed.
You got to relax a little bit. I mean, what did we really expect from this team? At some point, we knew the ride was going to end.
That relaxing shit. What am I relaxing for? I expected a much better performance than this. Like, dude, you've come this far, then to lay an egg and just get blown out of the building? And to be like, just look like disorganized and flat?
They're a hard-fighting.
But no one saw us coming here, though.
Star talent, that's what they are. And in the playoffs, it's hard to win that way.
Probably the point, though, bro, because you told me at the beginning of the season the Knicks were going to be the fourth seed, bro. I would not have believed you.
Yeah, but that's fine. But so then you make it, and then you what? You're allowed to play like shit in the playoffs?
Well, nobody's excusing them playing like shit, but it's just the reality when you have a young team that's still not very talented. They got here off of just playing hard, grit, good defense, good coaching. You know, you realize you still have a lot of mistakes that you got to fill out.
And I like prime time's off, you know what I'm saying, his off-season rebuild, too. Like, you know what I'm saying, get another player in the building, and that's it, keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, especially now. I mean, you identified that the current structure is obviously not going to be good enough to win a championship. You know, I think you learned a lot about Randall this series. But, you know, whether or not you're going to pay him a max contract, I think that's a legitimate discussion now, whereas maybe a month ago it probably wasn't. I think it was a given about a month ago. But I think it all comes down to, I mean, what can you add next to him now?
He's getting a max contract. They give a max contract to anybody, bro. So he's getting that max. So don't even worry about that, because that's happening.
Well, it depends on who else is out there, too. Who else is willing to take the Knicks' money now? Now that you're kind of establishing yourself as you know, I don't want to say a legitimate contender, but a team that's on the rise. You know, you have superstars that are talking about MSG rocking. Maybe this is suddenly a place where players want to come play again. Well, if you're talking about paying Randall versus maybe being able to sign two legitimate superstars like the Nets were able to do, you know, the whole competitive thing is nice, but then once you get that chance to sign those superstars, usually that goes out the window. You know, the way the Nets built it with Caris LeVert and all those guys were traded once they were able to get James Harden. So it's all about having the superstars in the NBA. So once you get that opportunity, usually whoever was around to kind of build it up to get there, usually they're the ones that, you know, get sacrificed at the end.
Ain't nobody, listen, let me say this. Ain't nobody beating Brooklyn four games, bro. Not happening this season. Go ahead and give them the championship now. They're not losing, bro. Facts.
I want to see what the Bucks can do.
Man, Giannis, nah.
So, Prime Time, how's your baseball team doing?
Now with Embiid thing. Oh, yeah, my freshman season, we ended up on Friday. We played out in the rain our last game. You know, we finished out 12-4, so we had a solid year. And then varsity, they have states tomorrow.
Nice.
Congratulations, Prime Time. 12-4, man. Good season, bro. Congratulations, man.
Really good year. One of my better ones. So, good group this year.
So, you're evolving as a coach.
It's good players. Good players. They love the game. Passionate about it. So, makes my job easy.
Listen to you, the politician. Dude, he's giving us coach speak right now. He's giving us some fucking textbook coach speak right now.
Prime Time running. He's running for Congress in like 9 years, bro. No BS, man.
Yep. He's trying to clean up his act now. He's all positive and shit, saying all the right things.
Man.
Do you have any Jets thoughts you want to share?
Do you have any news today? I didn't even read anything. I heard they brought in, what was that?
Yeah,
San Francisco.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the defensive lineman, I saw that too. They're loading up on D-line, huh?
Yeah, they ain't messing around,
yeah,
D-line, Blair.
Nah. That's a strong point right there, man. That's the strong point of our team.
I kind of like what they're doing. You know, I heard the quote, you know, from Salah that you were mentioning before, you know, about, like, letting the young guys play. And I get that to a certain extent. But I feel like at least at the beginning part of the year, the goal is to win and to kind of roll into camp with Bless Austin penciled in as one of your starters right now, or at least in competition with, you know, some rookies and guys like Lamar Jackson and Javelin Guidry. I mean, you got to bring in some other competition. I know it's early right now. It's just OTAs. You want to evaluate these guys and get them as many reps as possible. That's fine. But going into camp, going into the season, I still think you got to bring in a veteran. You know, and if at the midpoint in the year you're 3-6 or whatever, all right, you know, you sit the veteran, you let the kids play the rest of the way, and you find out on the field that way. But early in the year, I want to have as many winning players as possible. And so you have some cap space. You know, you got to sign somebody, I think, at some point.
I think they will. I think they will probably for minicamp. Good, Tyrone.
My question is this, Prime Time: how many teams are you seeing being better than our receivers? Like their third, fourth, and fifth corners, and we went to a five receiver set, man. How many teams do you see really being able to us being able to really attack teams like that?
So are you talking about like teams having better receivers than us, or being able to match up like defensively against us?
A matchup defensively against us.
That's tough.
We're definitely a mismatch.
I think so. At least at one of the spots. I mean, there's not many defenses out there that, you know, are stacked three corners across the board, or, you know, multiple safeties, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think right now when you're looking at four, possibly five deep, depending on what you get out of Keelan Cole, and if you keep Crowder around, I think receiver is one of our strengths right now.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share, Prime Time?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, it's just a dead time, man. There is not shit to talk about, to be honest with you. We're arguing about Knicks stuff.
I might have some news in about like a week or two, show related.
Uh-oh.
I'll keep that.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, good news. Good news. Positive news.
All right, cool.
Absolutely. I know. Good news.
So, Tyrone, your parting shots?
Yeah, my parting shot, I want to say this, you know, and it wouldn't be me if I didn't say this. Rest in peace to all the people who died on this day 100 years ago at Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying, praying for those and their families and those survivors. Jets up, enjoy your week, be careful, be safe, and I love you guys. You know what it is.
Prime time.
Let's go, Knicks. Let's try to work this thing, you know, back to game seven at MSG. Join the Mets still at first place. Yankees playing like dog shit. Feels nice. Hopefully Jets are able to follow what the Knicks are doing. Training camp not too far away. So appreciate all the support and talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, at Talk Jets Radio, Instagram and Twitter. Let's Talk Jets Radio YouTube. Thank you to everybody that bought shirts. They've been mailed out. If you want to buy one, we still have about 10 or 12 left. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, fellas.
Later.